So, you have a new action movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. Well, I'm good to go with that. Say, $200 million budget?
Oh, my... Don't you want to hear what it's about?
Well, with $200 million, we could get some really big names in this thing. So if you've got a script, you know, I'm in.
Do you want to hear about...
Oh, man, we could probably get, like, Chris Evans, Ryan Gosling, Ana de Armas. She's really hot right now.
I mean, great, but maybe I tell you about the plot a little bit?
I mean, I feel like that doesn't really matter. We're going to have Evans and Gosling. That's a fantastic Netflix thumbnail.
Just maybe you should know.
All right, okay, yeah, no, you're probably right. I should know. So what happens in this thing?
Well, it's called The Gray Man, and it's based on this book series.
Oh, gray men are tight.
Sometimes they bring me up into their spaceship and do things to me.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, no, this gray man is a human, and he's this guy named Sierra Six.
Oh, that's a pretty cool code name. What's his deal?
Well, he was in prison because he killed his abusive dad when he was a kid, and then he got recruited into the super secret assassin CIA program.
Oh, the CIA.
Yeah, you know that place that's completely run by young, hot models?
What?
So this high-ranking CIA official, Carmichael, is working for this mysterious guy called the Old Man, right?
Okay.
And Carmichael sends Six to kill this target, but it turns out this guy was another Sierra codename assassin.
Oh, very sketchy.
Super sketchy. And before he dies, this guy gives Six an encrypted drive that details how sketchy this young, hot CIA model Carmichael is.
So this CIA asset is gonna have his own agency turn against him? What movie did I see that in?
Oh, yeah, what was that? That was all of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was every single one of them.
So now Six has all these people hunting him, and he's gonna have to jump out of an exploding plane.
Oh no, how does he survive that?
By transforming into a CGI blob and doing something, I guess. I think he gets a parachute. I'm not quite sure. We're gonna cut back later, and he's gonna be fine.
Well, fantastic.
So then Carmichael's gonna hire this other model, Lloyd Hansen, to kill him, who I guess Chris Evans could play.
And what's his deal?
Well, remember that thing in the Avengers about America's ass?
Yeah.
Well, this character's just, you add a hole to that.
Oh, adding holes to things is tight.
All right.
And so what does this guy do?
Well, he's basically a psychopath, and he went to Harvard with Carmichael and this other CIA model, Suzanne.
That's the smart person school.
It sure is, sir. And so Lloyd kidnaps this girl, Claire, who's the niece of Six's mentor, and they have a special connection.
Oh, if they have a connection, then Six is gonna want to save her, huh?
He sure is, sir.
So what else happens?
Drone shots.
Whoa, what?
Drone shots, drone shots, drone shots, drone shots. Shots with a drone, drone shots.
Okay.
Drone shots!
Yeah, okay, I get it. We'll have a lot of drone shots, but what happens story-wise?
Right, okay, so at a certain point, Lloyd is gonna have a gun pulled on Six.
Does he pull the trigger?
No, because the movie's not done yet, so he's gonna be a little snarky about it.
Oh, okay.
And then this other CIA model, Dani Miranda, shoots Lloyd with a tranquilizer dart.
She doesn't kill him?
No, she doesn't know who he is, so she takes Six and they leave.
And they bring the unconscious Lloyd with them so they could get some answers.
No, they just leave him there.
Why?
Because the movie's not done yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so later, Six and Dani go see another one of Six's mentors who he had sent that encrypted drive to.
Okay.
And she's gonna sacrifice herself to buy them some time by blowing herself up.
Well, that's a pretty noble sacrifice.
And then later in the movie, one of Six's mentors is gonna buy them some time by blowing himself up.
Well, that's a pretty noble sacrifice that I guess we can do a second time.
We're gonna.
And so what other cool action scenes do we got?
Oh, well, at a certain point, Six is gonna be handcuffed to a bench in Prague, and a bunch of mercenaries with rocket launchers and heavy machine guns try to kill him.
Oh, man, well, it's gonna be impossible for him to survive that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can see the cops show up, so the mercenaries start fighting them and basically blow up the whole city block, and bullets are flying everywhere.
And not a single one of them fires bullets or rockets at the bench he's handcuffed to.
They don't, no, so he slips away.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
And there's this one mercenary that survives, and this guy's hardcore, so they're gonna have a big fight with him, and he's gonna get the drive.
Oh no.
Yeah, but Six is gonna manage to figure out where this guy's heading, cause turns out Claire has a traceable pacemaker.
Oh.
So they head over there, and Miranda's gonna fight that crazy mercenary guy again, but then he just gives her the drive when they're done fighting.
What? Why?
Well, he's like, yeah, these people that hired me don't have any honor, cause they were gonna kill a little girl, so I'm out.
Why did he go through with the fight if he had already decided that?
Unclear.
So then Miranda gets a line of sight to shoot Lloyd if Six can get him to take a little step sideways.
Oh, fantastic.
But then Six is like, forget the shot, because he wants to fight this guy hand to hand.
What? Why?
Because the movie's almost over, so there's got to be a little showdown.
Oh, okay.
So then they fight for a little bit, and Suzanne shows up and kills Lloyd and arrests Six.
How come?
Well, she says they're going to blame everything on Lloyd and then keep Six in custody in case they need him as an asset.
I mean, even if they pin it all on him, that's still an American with ties to the CIA who killed a bunch of police officers in Prague.
Yeah, so that's that's fine.
Okay. But then Six manages to escape from custody and runs away. How does he manage that? By being talented at what he does and also doing it off screen. Very cool, I imagine.
So then he goes and frees Claire from where she's being kept and they take off together, so that's nice.
I mean, that's cool. You said she has a traceable pacemaker, though.
Hey, shut up, and so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, wait, so the bad guys just get away with it with no consequences and we don't find out who the old man is? Correct.
Why would we end it like that?
I mean, you know why.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know why. Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. I hope you enjoyed it. You can let me know in the comment section what other movies you want to see pitches for. You can also let me know in the comment section what you had for breakfast today. I don't care, but you're allowed to do that. Nobody can stop you from doing that. Anyway, I hope you consider subscribing to the channel. We're almost at 1 million. Thanks again for watching. I hope you had a nutritious breakfast.